Mary Louise Kelly is the host of All Things Considered and the author of It Goes So Fast, The Year of No Do-Overs. Mary Louise, thank you so much for joining us.
This has been a pleasure. Thanks for your questions.
I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation, serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We'll feature another NPR voice on this week's KPR Presents. It's an encore broadcast of Susan Stamberg's talk at the Lawrence's Lead Center back in 2012. Susan Stamberg passed away this week. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
They're hosting a rally that will be followed by a dance party. They're telling everyone, including volunteers, to leave weapons at home. For NPR News, I'm Martha Harris in Salt Lake City.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of Kansans are expected to turn out at No Kings protests today. At least a dozen such protests will take place in the Kansas City metro area alone. Underlying premise of the demonstrations is that democracy belongs to the people, not any one person or political parties. Today's rallies are on track to surpass the No Kings rallies held on June 14th, when an estimated 5 million people protested across all 50 states. Protests will take place today in Lawrence, Topeka, Ottawa, Wichita, and several Kansas City suburbs. The government shutdown is stalling a promised bailout for Midwestern farmers. Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris has this report.
Crop farmers are losing money. It's the middle of harvest, and the USDA is shut down. University of Missouri economist Pat Westhoff says farmers are in a tight spot, and closing the USDA makes it worse.
It definitely has slowed down both the flow of dollars and the flow of information.
Farmers aren't getting the weekly USDA harvest and market reports they would ordinarily use to decide when to sell their crops. They're also shut out of USDA payments and loans that might otherwise tide them over until crops are profitable again. And Westhoff says a government bailout promised by Trump can't happen until the government reopens. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
In college football, it's a bye weekend for both KU and Kate State. They play each other next weekend.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 70s. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then gradually clearing overnight, lows in the mid-40s. Sunny and cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We'll be featuring Susan Stamberg on this week's KPR Presents. It's a special encore broadcast from her talk that she gave back in 2012. She was a guest of the Lawrence Public Library, speaking at the Lead Center. You can hear that on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR 2. 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, American millionaires and celebrities are buying up British soccer teams. Find out why just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. This afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request. We'll hear your requests and favorites for the week. Everyone seems to be in the spooky spirit and ready for Halloween. We'll hear music like Danse Macabre and even some reflectively creepy tunes like Mirror, Mirror. Classics by Request this afternoon with Destiny from 1 to 4 on KPR 1 stations. And on KPR 2, it's BBC World Service.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
We've got some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the upper 70s. It's 62 in Lawrence, 58. In Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
In 2013, a murder in northern India sparked violence between the region's Hindu and Muslim populations. A new book explores the fallout and the stories people tell themselves about what happened.
You have she said, he said, and then you actually try to ascertain what the facts are rather than just letting people say what they think.
We hear from the author on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues, October 17th and 18th. Tickets at Granada.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, what would you do if you got an email that was a sex survey? That's the premise of one of the short stories in the collection Sex of the Midwest. We'll hear about that coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. We've got some areas of fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the northwest. It's 62 in Lawrence, 58 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Soundwaves.
For insight into what matters now and what's coming next. Daily global reporting, podcasts, videos, and more at economist.com. And from Subaru. Subaru has donated more than $70 million to support the adoption, rescue, transport, and health of over 700,000 animals. Learn more at Subaru.com/pets. This is NPR.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll be hearing from the Brian Baggett Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us for an hour of Kansas City Jazz with the Brian Baggett Trio. Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a little under a minute and a half away. followed by news from the KPR newsroom. We've still got some areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 60 degrees in Atchison, 61 in Emporia, 56 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Claims were carrying narcotics. Critics say those strikes amount to execution without trial. A U.S. official told NPR that Halsey recently met with Hegseth at the Pentagon to express his concerns about these strikes and that his resignation was announced by Hegseth shortly after. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of Kansans are expected to turn out today for No Kings protests across the state. Dozens of protests are planned for today, including demonstrations in Lawrence, Topeka, Ottawa, and Wichita. A number of protests are scheduled in the Kansas City metro alone, including three in Overland Park. Today's rallies are expected to surpass the No Kings rallies held in June, when an estimated 5 million people protested across the country. The government shutdown has stalled official reports on the labor market in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Labor announced that monthly jobs data for September that was scheduled for release yesterday has been suspended by the federal government shutdown. Due to the lapse in funding, collecting, analyzing, and disseminating activities at the Bureau of Labor Statistics was suspended on October 1st. That means the September monthly jobs data has not been released and has been postponed until further notice. Another casualty of the federal government shutdown, a promised bailout for Midwest farmers. President Trump promised a bailout to compensate farmers for trade war losses, but University of Missouri economist Pat Westfall says even that can't happen now.
You know, things aren't going to go forward until the government's open again, it appears to me. Continues the uncertainty that's been around for some time, obviously.
Westhoff says getting bailout money to struggling farmers will not happen until weeks after the shutdown ends. We'll have a look at our area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
We've got a mix of clouds and sunshine this morning. We still have a 20% chance of thunderstorms today. Highs expected in the upper 70s. Sunny for tomorrow and much cooler temperatures in store with highs in the mid-60s. Under mostly sunny skies, it's 62 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, putting aside political differences, joining forces to advocate for cancer research and resources. We'll hear about that lobbying effort on Capitol Hill just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Once again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast is presenting our very own Destiny and Mermaiden in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. Join us Friday night. Admission's free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. And we hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. I think there may also be a costume contest, so feel free to come in costume. And join us Friday night at 7 o'clock, a presentation of KPR's Live Day.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We've got a mix of sunshine and clouds this morning. We're looking for highs in the upper 70s. It's 59 in Atchison, 54 in Manhattan, 58 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Legacy Box.
Don Was is a noted musician and producer. His new record celebrates the sounds of Detroit, and he gave us a tour.
So here's Belmont Street. This is where Smokey Robinson grew up.
So here's
65. That's where Diana Ross grew up.
So literally 5-6 houses down from Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Driving around the Motor City with Don Was, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul. Live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, is it enough to make you want to give up your minivan? Cargo bikes with buckets of kids, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR. It's a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. More information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Theater Lawrence is having a costume sale today. You can find out more about that at their website, theaterlawrence.com. This afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request, your requests and favorites for the week. Everyone seems to be in the spooky spirit and ready for Halloween. Music like Dance Macabre and Neptune the Mystic. Classics by Request, this afternoon with Destiny, starting at 1 o'clock.